The Lakers get a hard-fought 2 points here tonight in double overtime. Gage Terrell gets the winner. That goal will not count on Gage's totals on the season, but it's still a huge goal because it gets the Lakers 2 points. Damon Whitten joining us now post-game. Quite an effort tonight. I thought we looked like a young team in the overtimes. We kind of didn't want to touch the puck a few times, and Northern had chances. I thought Gordy Dayfield was outstanding tonight. We gave him first star in this hockey game. And Lakers get the win. Gage Terrell gets a goal. Max Humitz got his 10th of the season in this game tonight. It was a good all-round effort. First part of the game, controlled by the Lakers. Second part of the game, probably by the Cats, but the Lakers hang tough, and those are two huge points.
Well, I like that finish. I thought in the third period that we controlled that time again and made them defend quite a bit. Overtime went back and forth a little bit, but big points. There's no question about it, and I thought Tolvanen was tremendous. I think one thing I really liked about our team tonight is I thought our commitment to team defense was really strong. We talked quickly as a staff afterwards, but I think when we watch it back on the bus, we're going to look at maybe giving up 7 or 8 grade A scoring chances. I thought we really limited their grade A's. There were some times where we had to defend and stuck in our zone a little bit, but it didn't lead to any good scoring chances for them. Gordy made a couple of key saves, always the 2-2-on-1 stick out for sure that, obviously you don't want to give up odd man rushes, and those were a couple of the best chances. But I thought our team defense, our commitment to being good in our own zone was pretty good overall. But you still see some of the youth of this hockey team, some of the mismanaged pucks, some of the decisions at critical times. We're young and we're fighting through that, trying to get better and better. So a good couple points to come on the road and stick with it and get that 3-on-3 overtime win.
Yeah, it's a big couple of points because tonight Anchorage did the same thing at Tech in double overtime. They get the win. And they picked up 2 points against Michigan Tech. We were hoping Tech would win that game and just take 3 points away from Anchorage. Not the case. And in double overtime right now, Ferris State is tied with Alaska. It's 3-3. We don't know what the final will be there. But Alaska had 50 shots on goal through regulation tonight. So they came hard at Ferris State.
Well, it's funny. You look at it, Anchorage is one of the hotter teams in the country right now. They're playing well, and we'll see them in a few weeks. So, there's never an easy night. I know you look at Northern's record right now and wonder what kind of team they are, but it's not easy. It's not easy, especially when you're young and you're trying to learn how to win and put teams away. And I thought Tolvanen was tremendous. I know there was a face-off play that went from dot to dot. Gage Terrell got a good one-timer off. He was right there to save it. We had another one that went dot to dot. Humitz hit a crossbar late, and was that 5-on-5 or 3-on-3? He had a crossbar late, but I just thought Tolvanen was so good, and we really got him moving, too, and he just made some really big saves, and I thought he was really on tonight, and, it was a big impact. I thought we could have been up by a few goals.
Yeah, he made a huge save on Max Humitz on the power play and regulation in the third period. It hit him in the elbow. Max had him. He was wide open out in front right down here, and went right off the kid's elbow as he came across. You're right, Tolvanen played really well tonight. He deserves one of the three stars of this hockey game. In fact, probably Dayfield, Tolvanen are the 1-2 stars in this game. And that's the kind of game it was. It was 1-1 going into the second overtime.
Yeah, so good goalie battle. And, I liked our game in the offensive zone. I could spend a lot of time down there. Generated some great A's. You mentioned that was that 4-on-3 power play. And then Josh Hanke went back toward Humitz all alone. And again, Tolvanen was equal to the task on that. So a good goalie battle, and but big points. And it'll be nice to get back home. I know we got a big night tomorrow with kind of honoring our first responders in the area. So we're hoping for a good crowd. Students will be back. They were here tonight. Took the fan bus over. It was nice to have them. But really excited to get back home and play in front of our home fans again.
Yeah, we'll get a good crowd tomorrow night. This final result tonight makes it really tight. I mean, in this Capo Cup thing right now, for instance, it's 2-1 Lakers going home. It's all even in goals for and against at 9 apiece. I thought you did a really good job tonight, Damon. We talked and we were a little hard on the guys last game about how they didn't cover Dominic Schein. They knew where he was all night tonight.
Yeah, much better respect for him tonight and doing a better job. And there's still a couple moments where you see him wind it up and you say, this kid's a hockey player. I know there's talk of him being one of the top free agents in the country. And he showed it just, last weekend and flashes tonight. So, he's dangerous, and you got to respect him. Brian Basilico gets back in our lineup tonight. And
did a good job.
Yeah, two shifts there, him and Brendan McKay with Josh Nenendahl, where they had Northern pinned, and it really led to a lot of momentum and energy for us. We got him on a line change, led to a penalty. So I thought, you know, real happy for Brendan McKay to get in there and play strong, and Brian Basilico to go back in. I think those guys will be even better back home on a smaller ice sheet. You know, they're not among our top couple of skaters. So getting back to a smaller ice sheet, they can be real effective for us.
Yeah, they did a good job tonight. They didn't play a whole lot. In fact, I thought, you know, we were mostly rolling three lines there in the third period in the overtime. We got kind of tired. So did Northern, though. By the end of that game, I think we had a lot of guys who needed to go to the showers and just relax.
Relax. Well, you know, we got some illness going around the team. We had two guys. We weren't sure if they'd play. We dressed all of our forwards for pregame warm-up. So a little bit of a flu bug has spread through the last week and a half, 2 weeks, and it's hit, you know, quite a few of our guys. So that's draining. That's hard. And we'll have to look at a couple of our top guys if they can go back-to-back nights. They're also dealing with that. You know, and the other guy, Chris Pendulis, is back in. And,
yeah,
you know, a little
played
bit
well.
Silently quiet, but he was with Kyle Chatham, and they played against that Shine line quite a bit. And, you know, really good. He adds a whole element of mobility and puck catches. He had a great one-timer that got to the net coming off some offensive zone possession time. And, you know, he'll get better as he gets his game rates back underneath him.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. He got caught a couple times in the second period when you're a long way from that home or from your bench. And you're trying to make a change. And he was out there for a long time a couple times, but he held his own. I thought he did a good job. And I thought Mitch Holtz played way better tonight than he did last weekend.
Yeah, Mitch was going, you know, and I like that line. There's another line that I thought generated quite a bit with Gelsinger and Max Humitz, who you mentioned has his 10th goal of the year. You know, Mitch was going, and you saw that. You know, you talk about Shine impacting the game. Well, I thought Mitch was able to do that tonight. He was playing with much more speed and pace to his game. You know, obviously, you know, he's in a little bit of a slump for him in the year he's had, but he works like that. He'll break out of that really quickly, and we're going to need him.
Well, one thing about Mitch Holtz is he's got a pro shot. He can shoot the puck, and he tried tonight. He got blocked a few times. A lot of traffic around the Northern Michigan net. They're pretty cognizant of who the Lakers have who can score, too, and when somebody like Holtz or Hanke has that puck on their stick, there's a lot of legs they have to shoot through.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they play a little bit. That's why you can make them defend quite a bit, because they do play a little bit soft in their zone in terms of coverage. You know, not in terms of the way they play. They're a hard physical team, but in terms of the way they play, they're going to let you give up the outside and have some possession time. I think we struggle a little bit when we come in here in the big sheet. We're kind of content to go out and cycle and be on the outside, and you really got to make it a focus to drive to the net and get more pucks to the net. I thought we were much better in that tonight than we were last weekend.
Yeah, it was a good effort tonight, Damon. Those are big 2 points in the standings. We'll hope we can pick up three tomorrow night. Get a great crowd out there to support the Lakers after getting 2 points here in double overtime tonight.
Well, we'll need the crowd and we'll need the points. So, again, we're excited. We're going to try to get out of here really quickly to get the guys back at a decent hour so they can get some sleep and a good bite to eat on the bus. And we'll be rested up, ready to come out charging and retain the Coppell Cup. Thanks, Bill.
All righty. Thank you. Damon Witten joining us post-game again tonight.